This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I've been flying high, a rock on night unto the sky, but I don't care if I spend my gold. Tonight I'm going to be one happy soul. I'm going to rock it up. I'm going to rip it up. I'm going to shake it up.
And welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box, live on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and 590thefan.com. Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins down in studio. I am at the Great Grizzly Bear down in Soulard, getting you ready for all the Mardi Gras festivities. Just a heads up, we'll be joined by Doug Armstrong at 11 o'clock. That's when Martin Kilcoin is scheduled to join us, and Anthony Bonner over the phone at 11:40 discussing his assistance with SLU practice over the last couple of weeks. Before we hop into this segment, I want to remind you that the Home Loan Expert has customer service that no one can match. In fact, I was recently talking with one of my friends who is a closer at a local title company, and I asked him about the Home Loan Expert. He tells me that the Home Loan Expert loans are the only loans that go to the table without any problems. All too often, those borrowers get to the closing table, and the loan terms are not what they originally agreed upon. That should never happen. Give the Home Loan Expert a call and let them get your loan closed the right way the first time. Give them a call today at 314-781-9700 or visit them online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Jim, I know you are an ardent Blues fan. What were your thoughts on the trade deadline? Army kind of warned, saying, hey, it'll probably be quiet, and by and large, it was. Your thoughts on it?
You know what? I didn't have an issue with what the Blues did at all, and here's the thing. I watched the team in 1991 ruin chemistry by making a big trade to acquire Garth Butcher and move guys that at the time Coach Brian Sutter thought would be soft and wouldn't be tough enough to get them through a long playoff run, and at that time they were battling the Blackhawks for the top spot in the Western Conference, and the team just, for whatever reason, that trade was made and was never the same. This team right now, Brian, is on a roll, and yeah, on paper, a lot of other teams got better, but right now the St. Louis Blues are playing the best hockey in the National Hockey League. For whatever reason, everything is clicked. Craig Berube has them going in the right direction. There is enough depth, I should say, at the forward position where you've been missing Perron, you've been missing Nashin, but you get a Fabry that's filling a spot here. You get somebody else, a Sammy Blais, to come up and fill that spot. And you expect Perron and Shen to come back at some point. So I don't think they needed anything up top. They did the right move in getting a depth defenseman, and I think that assures you that if Carl Gunnarsson can't get healthy for whatever reason and can't contribute, if you need a guy to step in, that's the perfect get for the St. Louis Blues. It's a guy who can move the puck a little bit. He's not a statue back there. He's got Stanley Cup playoff experience, and that was the perfect move for the St. Louis Blues. Sixth-round pick doesn't mean anything that you give up. And you've got a goalie, let's face it. You have a goalie right now in Binnington. It's just making all the saves. You don't want to mess with that.
We do have some breaking news in the sports world, something that affects, to a degree, the Cardinals. The Colorado Rockies have officially signed third baseman Nolan Arenado to a contract extension, 8 years worth more than $255 million per ESPN. Jeff Passan, reportedly there is an opt-out after 3 years. This is the largest per-year salary of any position player in baseball history. Arenado has been a top five MVP candidate for the last 3 years, coming off a year where he led the National League in home runs with 38 and compiled a career-high OPS plus of 133. And, Jim, it seemed like in recent years that had been a player the Cardinals had kind of focused on, thinking when he hits the open market, that could be a guy they make a play for. And now, at least until after the first 3 years, he's off the table.
Yeah, Cardinal fans, you can cross that one off your list of, wait, just wait, we'll get Arenado. Good for Colorado, one, for taking their guy that they've developed and has been a star there and able to keep him there. Obviously, if he stays there, I should say, through the opt-out clause, he's a career Colorado Rocky, and I think that's a great move for them, and probably a good move for him, too. He doesn't have to go through the drama that continues for Bryce Harper or the long drama that's taken place for Machado or Dallas Keuchel. Arenado says he loves it there. I know in the offseason there was always conversations between he and the management there that he'd like to stay, and he stays there. It means Colorado keeps a bona fide superstar in their organization. I win-win all around for the Cardinal fans. That dream ends, but guess what? There'll be another dream that comes along soon for Cardinal fans. That's what we do here in St. Louis.
And that's a Rockies team that's on the rise, obviously knowing about what offense they are capable of displaying with Charlie Blackman and already Arenado and Trevor Story, but a rotation that's very young with the likes of Kyle Freeland, Germán Márquez, John Gray, and even Antonio Senzatella, players who can really put together a very strong team in Colorado, a team that pushed the season to game 163 against the Dodgers just this past year. Jim, I appreciate you hopping in. Martin Kilcoyne has just arrived.
All right.
The great Grizzly Bear. We will take a short time out. We are scheduled to be joined by the general manager of the St. Louis Blues next segment. That is Doug Armstrong. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.